the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Please sit. I'm going to talk to you for a few minutes, okay? So if I can have your attention. We've noticed as the advent of mobile phones that people have stopped listening and we're not good at listening anymore, particularly children. So let me encourage you in the next few minutes just to listen to me, if you will, please. Now, if I said to you today these names, Reed, Christina, Victor, and Jeremy, who would I be talking about? Any idea? They're the astronauts. He was up at the 8 o'clock. He's cheated. They are the astronauts who are on their way to the moon. How many years ago did we go to the moon? 50 years ago. Anybody remember that here? Yeah, I had what was called a Saturn V rocket in my front room, in the window. And amazingly, later on in my life, I was able to meet a man called Neil Armstrong twice. Who was Neil Armstrong? He was the first man to walk on the moon. Yes, met him twice. A great expense, by the way. My company paid for it. You see, the journey that they're making is an incredible journey, an eventful journey, we will remember. And they're going into the vastness of the universe. They're actually traveling just 685,000 miles. And actually, that's very, very, very minuscule in terms of the size and the vastness of the universe. 4.5 light years, I think, away is the nearest star. We would never, ever be able to get, even with the most amazing technology, to the nearest star. It's just too far away. Now, the reason I want to talk to you about the universe today on Easter Sunday is because there's a direct relationship between the astronauts, the moon, Earth, and the universe, and the resurrection. This is our resurrection candle, the Easter candle. There's a direct relationship, and you might not know this, but this is what you need to know. You see, the resurrection is not just important because we believe there is more to this life, but one day we will glorious share in, if you put your faith in Christ and come to baptism. The reason the resurrection is so vital to the universe is because, if you remember the history of the universe, how did the universe begin? It began with a what? Big Bang. And how will it end? It will end finally when it all cools down, a final no more universe. That's the story. So this story of the resurrection is vital for the story of the universe. Big Bang, final poof, gone. We've been part of that story. Now, the reason the resurrection is so vital to this story is because the story of the universe over millions and millions of years will eventually end in decay, coldness, and it will die. That's the story, a sad story. Our sun will eventually go out. The universe will die. From Big Bang to the final puff, it will just finally go. A gradual cooling down. How do you reverse that story? The universe's story, I use this often, but I want you to remember, who drinks tea here? Not just alcohol. That's later. Cup of tea. Now, if you drink coffee or tea, every time you drink a cup of tea, this is the story of the universe. I made myself a cup of tea. I put it on a table. What happens to the cup of tea if I don't drink it? It goes what? What does it do? the universe. Hot cup of tea, Big Bang. Final end, goes cold. Cup of tea in the universe. Universe in a cup of tea. Every time you drink a cup of tea, remember the story of the universe. It will go cold. Now, put your hand out like this. The story of the universe, horizontal story, Big Bang to Big End. How do we reverse this story? The resurrection reverses this story. Because when God in Jesus comes out of the tomb on Easter day, this horizontal story is changed because of the resurrection. He begins a brand new creation. So the resurrection of Jesus is the most important thing since the Big Bang. Because it reverses the story. From this horizontal story, Big Bang to final cold life, nothing dead. The resurrection reverses this story. And the invitation is for all of us. If we put our trust in this story, repent of our sins, are baptized, we become part of the vertical story, the new creation. I am a new creation. So Lyndon is invited to be part of that story. Will you join me in the new story? Jesus says. From this to this. Well, Sasha, join me in the new story from this to this. Well, Jason, join me in the new story from this to this. Well, Jonathan, join me in the new story from this to this. Through repentance, everything's transformed. So the reason that we can be joyful today isn't because this is some sort of made-up story that people sort of trust as a sort of fantasy world, like a fairy story. This is a story that can be trusted, that spells out the future of the universe. It's the glorious, most powerful story of all time. It's the greatest scientific story because it has transformed the old creation into a new creation that if you want to, you can be invited into. So this is implications for you. So you have to say, am I going to trust this story for my future or not? It's deeply personal. It calls you by name. The early disciples, all of them, Mary, Peter, John, James, they came to the tomb and they met him. So the invitation today is deeply for you. You just can't ignore this. You've got to do something about this story, because it has implications for your life and, most importantly, for your death. What are you going to do about this story? I gave up a lucrative career because I saw the transformation of this story. My whole family have been transformed because of the power of this story. And today, whatever you're facing in your darkness and the darkness of the world, the disciples came at the very beginning and they encountered the risen Lord in the darkness. Whatever your darkness is today, allow Jesus to transform your story. Because he can. It might be a broken marriage. It might be a serious illness. It might be an addiction. It might be just constant fear. It might be deep uncertainty or overwhelmed by the state of the world and the situation maybe with Iran and the escalation of energy and whatever. Listen, whatever your darkness today, if you come, you can trust this story. And it calls you by name. It calls you by name. You've got to do something about this story. You just can't ignore it. There's a deep call to everybody here, for the whole of humanity. This story, from this to this, what are you going to do about it? And that's the invitation today. That's why we say this is glorious Easter. If we understood the power of this, we would be the happiest people on earth. But sadly, our minds and our hearts are darkened. And we live in another country. We are far from home. And today, I want to call you on this Easter day to come back to the story that transforms everything. It means I can die at peace. It means I can go to the hospital many, many times during the course of a week and bless somebody who's at the point of death and give them hope. This is a transformative, life-giving story. And to finish, if there's a story that Great Britain needs now, it's this story. If you despair about government, economics, violence, what's happening out there, what's happening in our streets, if you despair about it, let me ask all of us to be part of the solution and return to this story. So we finish. The Lord has risen. He has risen indeed. Hallelujah. Amen.
Let us pray. With joy in our hearts, let us pray to the Lord who has conquered death. Father God, we thank you that for many generations your church has followed the example of those first disciples and proclaimed the resurrection of your Son. We pray that today your church throughout the world will continue to proclaim with joy the truth and wonder of your risen Son. Lord, in your mercy. Creator God, we thank you for the delightful sights and sounds of spring that show us the wonders of your creation. By your Spirit's power, make us aware of how we can be better stewards of your world, to care for it and everything that lives on it. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful Lord, we thank you for all the efforts of peacemakers round the world, working to bring peace to war-torn nations and trying to get warring people to talk to and listen to each other. We pray that world leaders and people of influence would play their part too, that they would strive for truth, justice, reconciliation, and peace around the world. Lord, in your mercy. Faithful God, we thank you for our community, our families and friends. We thank you for the people who taught us about you by their lives, love, and actions. We pray especially for those who do not know you yet, that during the coming weeks, they will come to us to understand more of the message of Easter and your promise of life and love for them.
Yeah, exactly.
That they may be drawn closer to you by our witness and the work of your Holy Spirit. We pray especially for those baptized this morning. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Loving God, we thank you for all the people who have been working so hard over this last year to care for those in our hospitals, the grieving, the panicking, and the lost. We pray for all who feel trapped by pain, loss, or depression, those who are suffering physically, mentally, or spiritually. We pray for all those listed in Starlink, especially the family of Earl Adams, who died this week, and also for Julie Harris and Sue Broach, who both need our prayers in order to get better. Lord, in your mercy,
hear our prayer.
Faithful God, as we leave church today, we pray that we may shine your love in our families, our church, and community, so that all can see that we are followers of the risen Christ. Merciful Father,
accept these prayers
for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen.